This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, before heading out for the Trinity Conference in Chicago, we will talk about low vitamin D, low storage D with Morley Robbins and different minerals to affect the functioning of your cells. But before we get there, the endocannabinoid system cannot be ignored. And neither can my buddy Josh Hendricks from CV Sciences. Josh, welcome back, my friend.
Always a pleasure, RSB.
What's going on in the bluegrass state? Are you growing hemp, on yard to yard to yard yet, or is it still just in those specialized areas?
It's still fairly special. Almost 10,000 acres, I think, started harvest last couple weeks. Saw some good pictures on Facebook. Some guys have got some mechanical contraptions to at least help move it off the field. They're not necessarily harvesting it like that in certain situations, but you see a lot of innovation. It's cool. It's very cool to see.
Are we going to see any hemp fields when we're together on a tour before the Soho event? Where are we going? I can't keep up with it.
Well, that'll be the end of November, so there won't be any hemp fields.
We could
go see some hemp like hanging in a barn.
All right, well, listen, I'll take it, whatever I can do to be in that reality in three or four dimensions. I'm there with you, my friend. So we'll let everybody know about those upcoming events soon, so stay at the ready. It's an exciting tour coming up. In the meantime, Josh, updates. I know we're going to talk to Stuart, talk more about the science of the stuff, of the GRAS certification or validation, if you will. And I know it's not something we're going to go into depth on right now, but maybe you could just tease for a future episode.
Last week, right before Expo East, we announced that we were the first, or our gold formula, I should say, was the first hemp extract to go through self-affirmation of GRAS, generally recognized as safe. Long, tumultuous road with that, 3+ years, hundreds of thousands of dollars, who knows how many man hours. I am going to let Stuart talk more about it.
Sure.
He's more of an expert on that than I am, but a big, big deal. We saw right before Expo East, Manitoba Harvest came out with the first hemp food that had gone through that same process. And so to be the first hemp extract, I think, is a big deal. I know it's something we're really proud of, and it's just a good example of, CV Sciences and how we like to lead by example, and we're always trying to take that next step in the right direction and really get out in front of this thing, no different than we've done with lobbying and legislation. We like to be on the bleeding edge, as Stuart likes to say, of things, and I think being the first hemp extract to do that's a big, really big deal.
Oh, it is. It is. And, folks, if you want to read about it, we have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can always go to pluscbdoil.com as well and learn more. Josh, over the past year or two, at least, since, hemp got on our radar and CBD and wanting it out in the marketplace, starting from a few stores to hundreds and hundreds of stores now carrying it, thousands now, you're right, and every week, if you will, much less every month, there's an announcement on some state, on maybe a local, a county, some police action. Something's going on where people are misunderstanding, misapplying the laws or regulations of this product. And I don't mean specifically CV Science, but I mean in general CBD from hemp, industrial hemp. And it makes some of the retailers out there nervous, let's be honest. But I always like to calm the waters to say, you know, we've been through this so many times. Why do you expect it's not going to get cleared up at this point? Are you feeling like the fear is dissipating, or they're still like, I'm feeling good, then I'm afraid again? I'm thinking in terms of how retailers are perceiving the market.
I mean, you know as well as I do, it depends on the store and the owner and the folks in charge there. But we are starting to see the calm, because now we have proof. You know, I can take them to the U.S. Hemp Supporter or hempsupporter.com for the U.S. Hemp Roundtable and show them, hey, all right, look at this article about Indiana. Look at what happened. You know, it took us a while, but look at what happened in Wisconsin. Look at what happened in Missouri. You know, we either go in and pass a clear-cut law so there's no more confusion, or we go in and educate. And never has there been a complete ban or a statewide raid or anything like that, because I think the police, once they hear the uprising of these retail stores and they hear from our lobbyists, who are obviously very well educated on this subject, they start to go, well, number one, this isn't worth our time. But number two, this could just be more messier if we do get involved. Let's let them fix it naturally and continue to do what they've been doing for the past couple of years. And so I always say, this is not something we've done. I wouldn't even call them battles. Mm-hmm. I would just say this is not arguments or disagreements or differences of opinion that we've ever lost.
Right.
Because it's a no-brainer. Once we go in and explain, hey, this is hemp. This is being grown all over the country. This is coming. I mean, look at this. You know, you look at the media, and every couple of days, Forbes, Bloomberg, Huntington Post, all these people are putting out articles about hemp and CBD and about the confusion. So it's just drumming up more opportunities to educate it and really more interest in the industry. Hell, I mean, Coca-Cola is getting involved now, right, according to Bloomberg this week. So this is coming. I think you're starting to get law enforcement legislators to understand that it's coming, and I completely agree with them in their want to regulate and you know, make this a safe thing that's going on. But that's something that we're doing individually as companies, but also as a group with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. So I think, you know, just again, another example of being out on the forefront of this and pushing things in the right direction.
Well, one of the latest examples of the so-called stumbling blocks, usually turned into stepping stones, is California, of all places, where the use of the cannabis plant is full-on recreational, on any form, whatever you got in it. And yet, recently, they have attacked the retail environment for CBD from hemp, from industrial hemp products. This is one of the head scratchers there. Is this a similar case to what we've seen in other states, or is this very unique what's happened in California?
You know, it's funny to me, and it's different each state we're dealing with it in Ohio right now, and it's clearly medical or recreational marijuana folks that are wanting to corner the market on a compound that exists in plants that aren't marijuana, hemp, hops, et cetera, and trying to say, well, it's illegal because that compound's illegal. It is not. Marijuana is illegal or thereby regulated differently in each state. And it was just hilarious to me that the state of California would say, well, the reason you can't do this is because it's federally illegal. Well, guess what? Marijuana is federally illegal, too. If y'all got dispensaries and medical and recreational and everything under the sun mm-hmm. out in California, and you've been leading the cannabis prohibition. So, I'd say there's a lot of wanting to protect the cannabis plant in California and protect the market share. Because, like I said, you know, the previous question, I mean, CBD is becoming hotter than any other thing that you can get from cannabis, including THC. And understanding that hemp extracts are dominating the marketplace right now and running into the full-on everyday, you know, health food store, natural grocers, those types of things, that's where you're starting to see some envy. So in Ohio, you've got the Board of Pharmacy saying, hey, you guys can't do this. Well, I mean, they can't regulate anybody but pharmacies anyways. So you got health food stores saying, yeah, we can. Until somebody comes and stops us, we're going to keep doing this. And I think there's a lot of folks that have listened to your show and my show and different folks talk and say, even if they come to try to stop you, I mean, we had an incident in Ohio in a very, very small town where the local chief of police came in and said, look, I'm just telling you there's a chance that somebody could come in and tell you, you know, and take this away from you. I'm just advising you to take it off your shelves now. And they called me, and we're talking, and I said, I mean, what was his threat? That someone else might come in and take it off your shelves? Are you going to just do that because the local police officer said that he thinks somebody's going to do it? These are all, it's all hearsay. They don't know how to enforce it. I mean, the Board of Pharmacy doesn't have a staff of police going around the pharmacies taken that away. Now, they can threaten them with licenses and things like that, but if you're not a pharmacy, then you know, there's a chance for a big opportunity here to push the envelope and push the sales like we saw in Indiana. It really takes the stores and the retailers and the consumers saying, wait, we've been doing this for 2 or 3 years. I've been buying this for months now, mm-hmm. and you're going to take it away from me, especially in a state like Ohio where they're saying, oh, this is legal if you get it in a dispensary. And guess what, Robert? There's no dispensaries in Ohio.
Yeah.
They didn't actually do that. So until they do, there's, you know, a lot of consumers out there going, what are we supposed to do? So mm-hmm. it's a common sense issue. And once we get in there and talk to them, and, you know, so we have engaged, obviously, lobbyists in Ohio and California and many other states where there's issues going on to help us push this forward and educate it. And if we need to pass a bill in California, we'd like to pass the hemp mm-hmm. Farming bill, which would include definitions for hemp extracts. And that's how, you know, those are the models that we'd like to see in every state. So you're going to start to see, especially in 2019, hopefully once we get this hemp farmer, the farm bill passed, kind of a full out blitz of states that don't have hemp legislation, for production, or they have hemp legislation that's just not, it needs to be tightened up a little bit, where we try to introduce, very similar bills in every state to those that are receptive so that they can start producing, mm-hmm. processing, and then also put a definition around the products.
Yeah, that would be great. Now, I find it kind of funny in a, I don't know, not the greatest way. Like, you look in California and you say, you know, cannabis, marijuana, as they call it, it's been great disruption to you know, the federal attempts to prohibit it ultimately as the states push back, like California. And yet now it's become part of the government kind of monopoly, you know, that we want to protect the monopoly for this stuff. Now, we don't want competition coming from the dietary supplement industry. And so how quickly things change, but they stay the same. You know, when it comes to business, if people have an opportunity to have a monopoly, they want it because, oh my gosh, man, sales are going to come forever. And so we got to realize that's part of human nature and the nature of business. Unfortunately, it's not what I support. And I know what CV Sciences is all about, the free market and to, you know, have the best products be out there. And so I'm glad you and, of course, the U.S. Hemp Roundtable are doing an incredible job in staying on top of these things so that we don't end up in a place where the access through dietary supplement category and making it affordable, as CV Sciences has, to you know, have it viable and available to everybody. So, Josh, having said that, I want to take a break here, and I want to talk to you about another state. I hear there's something going on in West Virginia as well, and we'll touch base on that with Josh Hendricks, CB Sciences. Go to pluscbdoil.com. If you can't get it locally, enter the code RSB15 on checkout to get 15% off. We'll be right back. Again, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Appreciate Josh Hendricks, as always, and our friends at CV Sciences.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it with Josh Hendricks. And Josh, your show is still on, what, every week now? Is that still going on?
Well, yeah. My travel, I don't quite make it every week, but I try to get 30 episodes a year, maybe.
Okay. The Hemp Happy Hour is still called that?
Yeah. HempHappyHour.com, or you can find it on iTunes, SoundCloud.
Good. Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're out there as often as you can be. I know how much you're traveling. Some people say, Robert, you travel too much. They're like, I got nothing on Josh Hendricks. You got to see his schedule. But we'll be traveling together later.
I do travel a bit, but so many people make comments about it, but it just, I'm a single guy. I love what I do. It doesn't affect me like people think it does, so I'm enjoying it.
Right. So nobody's calling you for babysitting or anything?
No.
Yeah. I don't.
My brother's about to have a baby, so that might change.
That might change. All right, Uncle Josh. All right. Well, listen, West Virginia's going on. I want to hear what's the latest in that state on the hemp CBD battles.
Yeah, that's actually one of the funniest issues. You know, West Virginia actually has a hemp law. They have hemp production pilot programs just like we have here in Kentucky. And we're seeing the first challenge of that by someone in a state who's challenging the state law based on federal law. And they're going to lose. I mean, it's a losing battle, but to try to cite someone and charge them with cultivation of marijuana when their intention was to cultivate hemp, even if it was hot on accident, which, you know, every state law has regulations and procedures for that, it's just crazy to me. It's similar to a guy in Missoula, Montana, I think, who's kind of a lower level board of health kind of guy, and he's going around threatening these stores. And when we talked to his supervisor was like, "I have no idea what you're talking about. These are people that are kind of taking these laws and interpreting them." And you know, I'm not trying to accuse anybody of anything, but maybe being a little too big for their britches, maybe trying to make a name for themselves. I don't know, but right. They're doing it. They're barking up the wrong tree. You know, as we talk about. This is a note. I mean, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. If Coca-Cola wants to get involved, it's a game over. This is coming.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that briefly yesterday, that Coke wants CBD in its products, apparently.
Yeah, and they're saying they're going to go to Canada and get it from marijuana. Well, I hope not. We got a better way for you and a more, certainly a more legal and widespread retail landscape way for you. So you're starting to see this. Again, we mentioned California and Ohio. Those are just the tip of the spear,
mm-hmm.
And more serious, you know, issues because there's so much more of a threat with the publications and the news articles coming out about it. But there's small issues in these little corners of the U.S. here where the local sheriff or, like I said, the local health department or just somebody that doesn't understand, or maybe they're just stuck in their ways. We saw it in Tennessee
mm-hmm.
With the police department chaining the vape shops and taking the money out of their cash register. And what happened? They walked into court 2 days later, and the judge said, I just want to let everybody know you will be getting your money back, and we will be dropping all charges before anyone had to speak.
Yeah.
Because once something like that happens, it's kind of a foot and mouth type situation. You can't
right.
go back from it. So we're going to see that all over, and you can check out the article on hempsupporter.com to learn more about West Virginia and some
we
of the
got it linked up. Josh, you had Bob Hoban on your show. We interviewed him a while back as well. What's the latest on perspectives that we're trying to put out here?
Yeah, so I had Bob on Tuesday. That'll be out on iTunes today, tomorrow. My voice actually sounded worse then than it does today, so I'm recovering a little bit. But, you know, Bob and I have the same perspective. This is America. You know, boundaries are meant to be pushed. And I always say nobody's going to give you a permission slip to change the world and that kind of things. And we were talking about the irony of the dietary supplements and the natural products industry, because this is not, you know, this was my second Expo East. I had my second Expo West earlier this year, and it was the first conference I've been to in 2 years that I'd have any speaking engagements. It was amazing, actually. But I kind of observed, and I watched the Hemp Summit, and I watched, and same thing at MBJ Summit a couple months ago when I was there. I saw this hesitation from these folks in the room that in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, I mean, these were the renegades of, you know, they created the dietary supplements in the natural products industry. They were the ones pushing the envelope, the Bronners, the
mm-hmm.
The John Rulax, who's now, and Nativa is now launching a CBD line. And there's people starting to dip their toe in. You're starting to see Barleans, and I'm sure you'll see Nordic Naturals and some of these other folks down the line start to come out with a specific line or a blend or, you know, maybe do partnerships. And it's just funny to me, we're laughing about how 4 years ago they wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole because they had other interests to protect.
Sure.
It took companies like CV Sciences and CW Hemp and Bluebird and all the people that are members of the roundtable that were pioneers of this to say, we have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, the risk factor for us is we either do this or we do nothing else.
Right, right. Well, listen, I'm grateful for the pioneers in many ways. And Josh, you've got that pioneering spirit in you as well. That's what we have here on the Robert Chad Bell Show. So I want to thank you and CV Sciences for supporting the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty and not waiting for permission. You got to go out and do it. That's what. That's why this is the land of liberty. For whatever we can push it to, we will continue to do so together, Josh. Thank you.
Love it, man. Always a pleasure.
All right, back in just a few minutes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, like have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heading into the what? The Trinity Conference. It always used to be known as the Health Freedom Expo. And my friend Morley Robbins is on his way there, and we're all going to be together, and he's going to be speaking there as well. Morley, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thanks, Robert. Glad to be here.
Well, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the event, and you're going to be speaking on a very interesting topic, autoimmune diseases as it relates to low vitamin D, or what you mentioned to me before we just went on the air, low storage D. Is that like one of those storage units you have to rent and it's just not available?
That's exactly. You're stalling the punchline, man. Oh my God, what am I going to do now?
I know how you think, my friend. It's fun, and I love the analogies and the imagery that you paint. So go ahead and paint it even better than I just did.
Okay, so we know we've got this crisis around the globe, but certainly here in America, with autoimmune conditions. And depending on who you talk with, there are anywhere from 30 to 100 conditions. And these didn't exist 30 years ago. This is all in the modern era. And when you begin to delve into the research, it's absolutely fascinating. There's a connection between this autoimmune crisis and low storage D, but there's also a connection with the dynamics between copper and iron and the iron recycling system that is very critical for our health and well-being. So what most people don't realize is that we have a daily requirement of 25 milligrams of iron a day. So to give people a context of how much is that? Well, a penny is 90 milligrams. So it's about a quarter of a penny of iron that we need a day, and 95% of that is supposed to come from our own internal iron recycling system. Fascinating. Only 1 milligram a day is needed to come from our diet.
Well, Borley, this indicates that we should have an adequate store of iron to draw from on an ongoing basis. Is that difficult to attain? I mean, we've talked about this over the years, and iron is very available. In fact, sometimes too available and too often supplemented when not really needed.
Well, the problem is it goes into hiding. You know, you're talking about those storage lockers.
Mm-hmm.
The key, the whole mechanism for this recycling system is having bioavailable copper. And that's the doorman on what are called the professional Pac-Men of the body. They're called macrophages, but they are professional Pac-Men, and they are the first line of defense. They gobble up the bad guys, but they also gobble up the red blood cells. Well, what's inside red blood cells? Lots of iron. And so they gobble up the iron, but they need to be able to let it out, go into the recycling. But if they don't have the doorman, which is
copper,
based on copper,
yeah,
the adequate copper, the iron gets stuck in the macrophage. So that then becomes the magnet for autoimmune conditions. Now, let me explain what's going on. The iron starts to build up in the macrophage. Well, what lives on iron? It's called pathogens. All these different bacteria, fungus, and mycotoxins and all these things are all feeding off of that iron that's inside the macrophage. And because the macrophage doesn't have the copper, it can't initiate its first line of defense, which is called phagocytic burst. It just literally engulfs the pathogen and basically cannibalizes it. Well, if it can't do that, it's got to go to plan B. Plan B is based on vitamin D. It's absolutely fascinating. What the macrophage does is it turns storage D into active D, and then the active D creates the production of something called the vitamin D receptor, VDR. A lot of people know about that. And then that VDR turns on this gene called CAMP. And what it's creating is a particular type of antimicrobial peptide. And so the macrophage is using this backup plan to kill the pathogens because it can't do it with its first line. And so then what happens is active D goes up into the stratosphere, storage D plummets, the person goes to get their blood test, it looks like they have low D, so then they're told to take even more D, which then causes even more active D to be created, and it becomes just this vicious cycle of chaos. And the pathogens are having a feeding frenzy.
A field
because
day,
they're
yeah.
Lifting off the iron. Yeah, exactly. And so the whole immune system is totally confused and chaotic because of the buildup of the iron.
Very interesting, the mechanisms here at play. I love the way you dig deep into them. Now, I got to ask you, because we've obviously covered on this show the fallacy of what people think vitamin C is instead of what it really is in the natural world. Same thing, I think, in vitamin D. I mean, it's a complex hormone of many things rather than to think it's just one isolated vitamin that you can ingest from a synthetic supplement.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. And the key, obviously, with vitamin C is you got to have the tyrosinase enzyme, which has copper in it. And then here's the punchline on this whole discussion about autoimmune. Everyone puts the spotlight on VDR, the vitamin D receptor. It's a very powerful mechanism to initiate an immune response to this pathogenic presence. Here's the kicker. VDR does not work unless it's bound to another receptor called RXR. It's a retinol X receptor, and they are a tag team. The technical term is called heterodimer. It just means they're a tag team. And so the two of them have to be present in order for this antimicrobial peptide to actually be created. Well, guess what? If you're taking massive doses, you know, 5,000 IUs, 10,000, 25,000, 50,000 a week, guess what you're going to do? You're going to burn out the stores of retinol in your liver, which then means the body can't make the retinol receptors, which means VDR has no partner, which means this whole strategy is based on a premise that says, well, we hope you have the RXR. Well, there's no way you can have RXR if you are sucking down massive doses of vitamin D and have no credible source of retinol in your diet. That's the problem.
Well, we come back also to that origin point that you said, that these are secondary or compensatory responses when you don't have bioavailable copper in your diet and your body for the first phase to work, so that the second phase doesn't even need to kick in.
That's right. That's exactly right. And what I'm learning, Robert, is the profound the analogy to bioavailable copper and retinol would be you and Don Naylor. You guys are an incredible tag, and you make things happen on the radio and all of the different ways that you communicate with people. But could you do it without Don? And could Don do what he does without you? No. You guys are you're joined at the hip. Well, that's the relationship between retinol and copper. And that is completely lost on most practitioners, most people who are depending upon the internet for a source of information. Why? Because there's total suppression about copper's bioavailability and retinol's essential role to run the body.
Right. And also, again, is important part of this show is to differentiate between synthetic analogs or isolates versus the true food forms of these vitamins, minerals, etc.
Yeah, and so one of the challenges is, like with vitamin A, people think of beta carotene, and that's not vitamin A. It takes 12 units of beta carotene to have the same equivalency of 1 unit of retinol. Then the other is a lot of supplements use a synthetic form of a retinyl ester called retinyl palmitate.
Right. You see that on supplement labels all the time. And it's like, you know, we want to teach people how to read these labels so they understand what they shouldn't be taking.
Right. You want to have something that has retinol in it. And that comes by way of eggs and heavy cream and grass-fed butter and beef liver and cod liver oil. These are elements that are not in the typical diet. That's the challenge.
Yeah, very well said. And of course, we've talked about bioavailable copper as well in terms of the foods and food sources for that, because it doesn't take massive amounts to get there. It just takes the right form consistently.
Right. And you know, back to the milligrams of metal. So let's go back to that copper penny, 90 milligrams. That's how much copper it's needed to run the human body, and it takes 5,000 milligrams of iron. It's all over the body, and that's a lot of pennies, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that one penny of copper runs the show. It regulates the 5,000 milligrams of iron. Again, that's lost on conventional training. Mm-hmm. It's not taught properly.
So this is
their ventriloquist doc.
Morley, this is the kind of thing you're going to be presenting at the Trinity Conference. Are you going to have a PowerPoint visual on this, or are you just going to speak from the, you know, your experience, what you're learning?
Well, my presentation is actually going to be on the 10 myths of copper.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to be one of the things that I'm going to talk about, because I think in most people's mind, they have a very awkward and incorrect impression. They think that copper is toxic and iron is deficient. And what you and I have had the opportunity to discuss quite a few times is it's just the opposite. The reality is copper is in a grossly deficit state in most people's body, and iron is way too high, but it's stuck in places where it can't get unleashed.
Wow, this is going to be a great topic for people to understand front and center. Again, in terms of there's a visual representation, will you have handouts for people? Where will you be at the Trinity Conference beyond your lecture where people can talk to you, ask questions? Because I know online with the community, you have the Facebook community, Magnesium Advocacy. We also have links to therootcauseprotocol.com to find out more about Morley. But what about at this event? This is a unique opportunity for folks.
I will be obviously roaming the halls, mm-hmm. And I will be attending other conferences. One of the folks who is sponsoring my being there is Jigsaw Health. They will be there. I'll probably be spending some time at that booth. But I'll be roaming the entire conference, hoping to spend some time with you as well. And just looking forward to a chance to share this information. I have PowerPoints, and if people want to copy that, obviously I will make it available to them after the conference, because I typically do that at these types of shows.
All right, Morley, stand by. Can you stick with me till the top of the hour, end of the show with me?
All right. Absolutely.
All right, Morley, be safe in the car. He's headed to Trinity Conference, as we are as well, and we'll see everybody tomorrow and Sunday there, 22nd, 23rd in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as they always are, heading into the Trinity Conference, and looking forward to seeing all my buddies, my friends, my pals, including Morley Robbins. Will you be the guy walking around with beef liver hanging from your coat or something? What's going to happen? How will we recognize you?
I have beef liver earrings.
You know, I know people might be upset by that, but maybe you can walk around with some bee pollen just for a little bit of, you know, subtlety there.
Yeah, maybe I should just get a bee outfit. What do you think?
Yeah, something like that. You know, the people have these angles, these outfits, and it's just fun. Of course, we're making light of it, but your vision.
You first, Robert. You first.
Me first. Of course, me first. Now, I do silly things all the time, but when is your lecture? Which day and what time?
My lecture is Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay, Saturday, 10 a.m., and that's at the Trinity Conference. So y'all want to hook up with Morley, and he says they'll be transiting, traveling around the event, walking the halls, seeing other lectures. And what is the company that sponsored you to be there?
Jigsaw Health. They're based out of Scottsdale. They're a major manufacturer of magnesium supplements.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. So just want to give people an idea of how they might be able to reach you when they're there, because, quite honestly, it is so busy. It is so exciting.
Oh,
and you want to see everything. You want to hear. You want to meet everything. And it's like you got to chill out, relax, and the people that you need to see, you'll find them. They'll find you. But also, you know, give a little insight as you plan ahead for it, where you're going to be and when. In terms of, you know, what you do online with the magnesium advocacy, the root cause protocol, do you sell stuff? I neglect to ask you this sometimes.
I don't sell stuff. There are several companies that have put together what are called root cause protocol kits.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I mean, they've taken the protocol to heart. They've developed different ways to approach it. And I'm thrilled because that just, what I don't want to do is I don't want to lose my voice. And as I understand the FDA regulations, the minute I start selling product, I lose my voice. I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's exactly right, Morley. That's why I do what I do, and I don't sell anything personally.
So exactly.
We have to be able to. It's unfortunate, though, that we don't have the freedom to speak about something and sell it. No, that's commercial speech. Like our founding father said, there was a delineation between types of speech. I'm sorry. That just doesn't work for me. But, yeah, we're dealing with a regulatory reality that's kind of nasty, because there's regulation and then reality. They're never the twain sometimes shall meet.
That's right. And I view myself as an educator. I view myself as a thinking person's nutritionist. And that's right. That's fine. I'm very happy to do that and bring these insights that seem to be missing in the equation of trying to get people healthy. But I don't need to sell something. What I'm really focused on is selling truth.
Right,
that's the most
right.
important thing. What's really going on?
Yeah, and you know, when we talk about copper being deficient and iron being typically more than you already need is there, it just can't come out. Most of the time you hear about iron issues, not copper issues. And I'm not saying that you can't take too much copper. You can. And there are known, let's say, toxicological manifestations, including mental and emotional impacts on the body. But the reality is we want to encourage folks to get their supplements from food primarily, because that is where we were designed by God to get them.
Right. Exactly. No, the confusion in the industry, whether we're talking about the nutrition industry or the medical industry, is they have equated properly bound copper with unbound. And they're very different metals, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And no one asks, how did the copper get unbound? Well, it gets unbound when it gets exposed to too much iron-induced oxidative stress. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yep.
But there's not 87 reasons why copper becomes unbound. There's only one, and it always involves iron. And it's like, this is not rocket science, but it's not talked about. That's the key.
Right. Well, and that's what's fun when we get together. We get to talk about things you don't hear many places, many times. Hey, I want to say a shout-out to Liz Reitzig, who's doing a bang-up job in promoting the safe form of raw milk, which is raw milk that's real milk, and it's from healthy cows. And also, of course, Super Don for making the show sound so good. I want to thank Josh Hendricks from CV Sciences, talking plus CBD oil and more. And Morley Robbins, always fun to hang out with you. I look forward to seeing you the next couple of days in Chicago Schaumburg at the Trinity Conference.
Well, thanks, Robert. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I cut my teeth on these conferences back in 2012, 13, and 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been quiet, but I have been very busy
yes.
over the last 3 years. And so I'm looking forward to unveiling this new these new insights. I think
Beautiful.
People are going to have a lot of fun with it.
All right, yeah. Keep speaking up, y'all. We'll see you up there in a day. Tomorrow is the day it starts. We'll be back then and live at the Trinity Conference, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.